are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Hey, Vern, where are you? Are you from Canada?
Yes.
Are you living there now?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me and tell us about your relationship with, first of all, welcome to the Serious Growth Podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate
you coming on. Our goal here today is to tell it like it is, good or bad. And find out some stuff about you. I saw your bio. It was very impressive. What's your relationship with Emmerich?
Emmerich has an exclusive agreement with us to supply us with the growth cell amino acid complex
that
we add to our formulations and market. So when he talks about all the great things about the oligopeptide or whatever, he's actually talking about the same thing.
Gotcha. Because I have to tell you something. And we'll I'll get back into your bio here in a bit. But I started taking that 5 weeks ago, and you know, I've been in the industry for 38 years, and of course, Emmerich's been around forever too. And you know, guys like us, we know when something works. Most stuff, at least in my experience, most things don't live up to their hype. But I tell you what, this growth cell, it's the real deal, man. In fact, I said at one of my posts, I'm starting to give testimonials on my Instagram. It's almost to the point where I feel so good. I don't even trust it in a way because I'm thinking, okay, when's the floor going to fall out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is amazing.
It is.
How that product works. And let's kind of work backwards maybe as far as how your bio is written out. This, the growth cell, tell me if I've got this right because I've been bending Emmerich's ear on this. Basically what the growth factors are, it's a protein, it's a molecule. So, and that means it's also a peptide and an amino acid, right? It's those different chains. Is that right? Do I have that right?
100%. Yeah. Okay. Also has growth factors. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it gets into the biochemical pathway and then receptor sites attached to very specific growth factors. Is that right?
That is correct.
And then it activates that growth factor and it gets into the cell. Do I have that right?
You do, yes.
You know, I'm a meathead bodybuilder, but I still got some smarts here.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I got this right, because is that where the real secret is? Because I know that it must be getting to the cell, because, you know, within hours I felt, and Emmerich said he didn't want to tell me too much about it. He just says, I'm going to let the product speak for itself.
Right.
And within hours, I knew something different was happening. Is that really true? And how is that happening? Can you tell us how that you know, that process is happening?
How it's happening? Well, I know why it's happening.
Why?
There's a process called pentocytosis that drives all these great things directly into your bloodstream, allowing the cells to use it immediately versus going through first pass of the liver. So it's the only product of its kind that has all these great things in it and creates that bypass of the liver, driving it directly into the bloodstream, making it go to work immediately.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're going to get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
So in layman's terms, the secret there is bypassing the liver, because
Correct. Most
of the supplements on the market have to go through that liver and the gut and everything else.
Yeah.
Correct?
That is 100% right.
Interesting. And oh my goodness. I mean, I had 8 years ago, I had three strokes in 3 weeks that paralyzed me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I made a recovery. I would say full recovery. There's a small percent that I'm still working on. It's kind of like losing that last 2 or 3 pounds. The last part of it's warfare, you know? And
totally.
I got to tell you something. And, you know, I've been on this now for 5 weeks. I've made the final breakthrough, Vern, and I just can't believe it. I'm so thrilled. It got me all choked up because I've been working so hard to get back and to find a supplement that you can take, not something you have to inject, that gives you that kind of result. It's just absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And how did this all come about? How did Growth Cell, how did this really just, who put this all together? How did you guys make this up?
Well, it was developed in Romania by some molecular biologists that were world renowned for embryonic extraction. So they developed the product for over 30 years of research. And then they partnered with Emmerich for distribution globally. He's ran with it, as you know, in the bodybuilding world for, you know, almost 30 years, since 1993, I believe. Yeah. And then, we're in the cannabis CBD kind of game, and we heard about this product and what it may be able to do in conjunction with CBD. So we partnered up with Emmerich on an exclusive deal to be able to market to that community. And then that turned into a global deal. We won the World CBD Awards for CBD innovation in Barcelona. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so Emmerich's a partner with us. We promote the products. We add that additive to other people's formulations. And we have our in-house Growth Cell by itself product. We've got a pet product, and we have an anti-aging skin cream launching in 6 weeks.
Wow. Amazing. Mm-hmm. As far as the CBD, I'm from an age where it's taken me a while to get on board with all this kind of stuff, but I got to tell you something. I'm on board. There's no question about it. Now, Emmerich tells me that the CBD oil, what it does is it actually makes the growth cell even more effective as far as getting into the cell better. Is that correct?
Right. So because of that first pass where it drives it directly into the bloodstream, it takes the CBD with it when it does that, bypassing the liver. Okay. So we're the only product out there that bypasses the liver, unless you take it sublingually, but that's a whole thing in itself. You have to hold it in your mouth for 5 minutes, all this jazz, and it's a lot of work, and it's an oil and so forth.
Yeah.
So this is the next step to that. Plus, this stimulates the receptors, draws it in, and it has naturally occurring endocannabinoids. Now, this is the key, and this is the thing that nobody's talking about, but give it a year or two, and this is all they'll be talking about. See, we have naturally occurring endocannabinoids in our body. Our body produces them naturally. And as we age, we produce less and less and less, hence causing the aging process, right? So our product, because it's extracted from a mammal, it has naturally occurring endocannabinoids in it. We had a test done by Sanatory Labs that showed how much was in there. So when you take it, CBD does two things. I might be jumping around. I'm sorry.
I dig it. We're going to get to all of it. That's good.
So CBD increases your AEA levels, which is anandamide, right? Which causes the bliss molecule, makes you happy. Right. And lowers inflammation and pain and all those kind of great things. Right. Yeah. And that, because our bodies produce less of it, that's why, it's such an amazing tool for people. Right.
Yeah.
2-AG is the endocannabinoid that's kind of like 10 times AEA. CBD does not increase that, but our product has that in it. So when you take our product, we're the only known source of AEA, 2-AG, sorry, that you can get from a non-cannabis product, because cannabis products can't even give you that.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. So is that the reason why I had this? I mean, pretty immediately I had this sense of well-being, because I got this when I took GH, so I know the wellness feeling, they have that sense. But it's even like it's gotten even more. It's like, I guess it's because of what you're saying then with these endocannabinoids. Is that what you're saying?
The endocannabinoids increases your dopamine levels in your body. It makes you happy.
Man, I tell you what, some crazy shit. I must tell you, I just can't believe it. I'm floored actually. Cool. So are there different strains of CBD oil that you would use, or is this CBD, CBD? Is it all the same?
No, definitely. There's lots of different types of CBDs and different kinds of CBDs, from CBDA, CBDG, so on and so on. And depending on what you're taking it for, would depend on which one of those CBDs you'd want to add. But if you're going to take one of them, you should find a formulation that has the growth cell with it, so you get all the value out of it.
And do you guys sell that? I assume that you sell the growth cell with the CBD that has all that makes it more effective then.
We actually don't. We white label that for some other companies, and uh-huh. they sell. But we don't actually sell an end consumer CBD product. We make it for them, but somebody else
I see.
Markets it and sells it and so forth. Yeah. We keep the core products. We don't want to compete with our clientele.
Right.
So we allow them to do that. We supply them the growth cell to add to their formulations, and we help them formulate.
Yeah.
And then we let them do their marketing, and we stick with the non-CBD products for direct to consumer.
I see. Okay, so then the I understand how the CBD works in conjunction with the growth cell.
Right.
What about the what's your take on the THC? Is that something that do you think that THC in small amounts would help the assimilation in any way, like the CBD does, or not?
So our product would increase the efficacy, so you would need less THC if you were going to take it, because our product increases all cannabinoids, and THC is just another cannabinoid, technically, right?
Okay.
So our product would increase the efficacy of that. We did a test with the Navy lab, and it showed even when THC was present with the CBD, our product enhanced the bioavailability even when present.
Okay. So then why is it that people then, is it because of the psychoactivity that you get from taking THC?
A lot of people aren't into the potential side effects that you can get from, sorry, my thing just unplugged here.
That's okay.
Potential side effects that you can get from THC being high, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Where CBD, you don't get high off of it. It doesn't have those effects, right? Non-intoxicating is a better way to use it.
Yeah.
So one's non-intoxicating, one is intoxicating. So
right.
I'm pro both. I think they all both have their place, whether it be, you know, depending on what's going on with you, right?
Yeah.
So depending on what someone's taking it for, each one has its place and its value.
Yeah.
And our product enhances both.
Okay. And then the CBD, can that actually help you sleep better?
Yes.
Okay, because THC seems like it would. There's strains. I'm learning about this kind of stuff. I was in high school, there was like, you know, you just bought one joint and it was all the same. It seemed like there wasn't really much difference.
It puts me to sleep too, yeah.
And now all of a sudden I'm hearing, well, there's a strain for you can get some that can make you feel up and energized, and there's some that,
right.
that you can take to go to sleep on.
Totally. And that's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as how it relates to, let's just say for somebody who's in the exercise or industry, weight training industry, I can see how you use the CBD oil with the growth cell, but is there any way that you could see people using the THC along with that? Or would you just use that as a recovery product to get better sleep maybe?
Yeah, probably for sleep, or maybe if you had more pain.
Okay.
If you had some discomfort from, or you pulled or an injury or something,
yeah.
You got excessive pain, you may want to step it up that one notch. But outside of that, you probably don't need to. Just stick with the CBD and the grow cell.
Okay. And then what would you recommend as far as milligram strength when you're taking the CBD with the grow cell, the CBD itself?
So 20 milligrams of CBD to 90 milligrams of grow cell is the magic number. That's what we've done all our testing on. So that's what we know works.
Okay.
Maybe you need less, but we didn't test for less, so I can't tell you that.
Okay, so you're saying 20 milligrams of CBD to 90
milligrams grow cell.
And how in those pills, how many milligrams is in each pill?
20.
So you'd have to take basically 4 or 5 a day then, is that right?
No, 1 to 2 a day.
1 to 2 a day? If you're saying 90, 20 is one. So you'd be taking 40 milligrams, right? Am I getting this right or wrong?
Yes, but because it's driving more into the system, you don't have to microdose as often.
I see. So 2 a day would be fine with 20 milligrams of CBD oil.
Right. And now if you're a bodybuilder and working out, you're going to want to step that up because you're going to want more growth cell, or you're going to want to supplement with more growth cell by itself as a standalone. So just the growth cell product on its own.
Yeah, because it says on the bottle 1 to 2, twice a day. So I'm taking 4 a day. I'm taking 2 in the morning and then
2 a night. That's what I do too. That's what I do. Yeah. But I'm active. You know, not everybody's active.
Right. Yeah. I train still to this day. I'm in the gym every single day training. So I take 4 a day. But for the average person, you're thinking 1 or 2 a day would be probably fine.
Correct.
Yeah. And one of the things that Emmerich told me was that he told me to take the growth cell a couple hours before bedtime. And And is that because it makes you feel too good and it wakes you up?
Well, I think it changes a little bit on that one for everybody. See, I take mine before bed and it works great for me, but I know others that are too alert after taking it. Yeah. So, you know, but I do notice that I've had the most vivid dreams I've ever had in my life. And I remember them since I've been on this product. Yeah.
As it relates to the receptor sites, one of the things as a bodybuilder that we are always worried about was the receptor sites getting to the point where they're not responding anymore because we saturated. You know, back in the days, listen, I was that guy that I started out natural. I used the stuff, you know, when I got to a higher level. So I really knew when, and you know that when you're taking just regular supplements, you either have to increase dosage or go off it for a while to get the sensors to up. They call that upgrade. That downgrade and upgrade, is that what they call it?
That's what they call it, yeah.
Okay, so when you're taking a product like this, after talking with Emmerich, are you, because this thing is always bringing you back to homeostasis, does that change that dynamic as far as, does it ever get to the point where your receptor sites are not sensitive anymore to the growth cell?
No, I think because what it's essentially doing is balancing your cortisol levels through your adrenal glands, which regulates all that stuff. So if you're not taking it and for whatever reason your body was out of balance, right?
Yeah.
This is bringing you into balance. Obviously, you fall out of balance if you stop taking it.
Right. So then am I understanding that then you don't have to worry about ever fully adapting to the growth cell because it's always bringing you back to –
That's right.
Is that right?
In 2 years, my body hasn't adapted in any way. I still see gains, and I still all the same effects for me 2 years later.
Yeah. So it also, I would imagine that for people that are taking supplements, growth cell will just make everything that you're doing just more efficient.
Correct. It'll actually, if you take it in conjunction with it, it'll up the intake of whatever you take it with.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. It's fascinating, man. I love this thing.
I know. What we're going to discover in the next few years on this product, I think, is going to blow people's minds.
My mind's already blown. I'm not telling you. It is. I'm just so amazed by this thing because, you know, we've always had to do it, it seemed like, with an injection, not a supplement, you know. Right. So I understand that process now. I see here that you are into some kind of kung fu.
Yes.
And this says, this kind of has taken you into how you run your business. Is that right? On you? Tell us about that a little.
Well, that had an impact on my entire life, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just the ability to focus and be calm and work through anything, whether it's good or bad, and just kind of float through it all and let things be is been a big deal. Wing Chun's played a huge role in my life. I've been at it for, 30 some odd years now. So
you said 25 years, is that right?
Yeah, 25 years, since 1990. I don't know, that math may be old.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one of the things that you said in here that made a lot of sense was because as an athlete, I had a lot of coaches, or you can call them mentors, throughout my life. But, you know, when you become a master is when you can do this and you know everything about your craft to the nth degree, I call it.
Right.
You know? And so many people are not that. In our industry now, you probably know that. With the advent of social media, it's a good and bad thing.
Right.
Because you got a lot of people out there that really don't understand their product to the nth degree, and they're giving people out there information. But you're so right about that the, you know, when you become a master at this is really when you can teach somebody. Because I had coaches that were good, but they weren't masters, and that never translated, and they were less effective as a coach than the ones that really knew it on a different level, like what you're talking about.
Exactly. Like I was told once that once you can teach people to teach, you've truly mastered something.
Yeah. That's an art right there, you know, and a lot of years of being in that sport, if you will. I know, like as a bodybuilder, one of the things I've gotten myself to, and I'm not unique and I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but our bodies are laboratories 24 hours a day. And we understand the three components, weight training, cardio, nutrition in our sport.
Right.
And we get it to the point where we can basically produce and reproduce a result. Now that's I think is being masterful when you can do it on that level and then somebody else to do that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So tell me about some of the, you're an entrepreneur in several ventures. And what's the one here that we're talking about is you have a, you said a foundation in natural health niche and hands-on experience in a family operated health food store. What exactly does that mean?
Well, when I was in my youth, around 18 years old, 19 years old, my family owned a local health food store.
Okay.
So my mom was a herbologist. So she was around herbs and vitamins her whole life. Like we didn't have ice cream when I was a kid. We had rice cream. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So I've been around this health niche my whole life, being taught by my mother right from day one kind of thing. Yeah. And then from there, joining the Kung Fu and all the different experiences and ways of breathing and all, you know, there's so much to do with all that. It's yeah. a never ending, you never end up stop learning, but it's quite amazing. That whole health journey has really brought me to this product, and it's much more up my alley. Like I've ventured in a few types of businesses along the way, done very well in all of them because of my focus with the martial art background and so forth. But this one truly speaks to me, you know, being in that health niche. It's just, it feels like home.
Yeah. And how do you feel about, as far as how herbs relate, how good are they compared to a drug, for example?
I think there's natural stuff for almost everything. And I think someone should always try natural versus drugs.
Yeah.
Always, because every drug comes with a side effect that you need a new drug for, and so on. Next thing you know, you're on 30 drugs. It's yeah. terrifying when you think about it. And you look at the history for most herbal supplements and what they've been used for, there's way more backing them up than most drugs that are able to hit the market. Exactly. So that alone, you know, tells me everything.
Do you advise people now as far as with the herbs and stuff? I know the growth cell is something that you really believe in, but what about with somebody like just the average person, do you work with people currently? Do you do that kind of work with people? That,
no.
No, you don't do that?
No, okay. No, I don't.
And what would be the, in your opinion, the maybe the best herb that's out there, if there is one?
The best herb?
Yeah.
My favorite is ginseng, but.
And why is it that you take that? And why is it your favorite herb?
Energy. Energy, vitality. Ginseng just seems to, you know, pump up the testosterone levels and so forth, and as you age, obviously, you know, that gets lower and lower. So pre growth cell, that was my go-to. I actually take less of it now because I take it with my growth cell, so, but it's amazing stuff.
Does that impact, and well, I'll ask you the same question for growth cell, does any of this the ginseng, does it impact people who have maybe some health issues, as far as, does it get your heart rate up too high, does it cause blood pressure issues?
That's plausible with ginseng for sure. Uh-huh. And with growth cell, I don't know of any of such side effects. But of course, you know, anything's possible. Yeah. We haven't proven that it doesn't do that. So I don't want to make any claims I can't substantiate.
Yeah. Okay. Now back to the growth cell. Mm-hmm. There are 22 growth factors. Is that right? In the product?
There's 22 amino acids. And there's 40 plus growth factors.
Okay. And mm-hmm. then these growth factors, of course, your body is made up of protein, right? The whole.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all protein. And can you explain a little bit the process of how once the growth factors enter into the bloodstream, how do the receptor sites interact with the growth factors? Because I know that they're kind of specific to these different growth factors, right?
Right. So the growth factors stimulate the receptors to draw in the nutrients. And then there's something called microRNAs in our product that then go and direct the cells where to go in the body. It's one thing to drive something into the bloodstream. It's another thing to get the receptors to draw it in. And then the third step is directing where it needs to go in the body, so it's not just standing in a corner doing nothing.
Right. And how many receptors do we have on our body?
Well, that's a good question. I actually don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
There's got to be millions.
Yeah, it's amazing. So how does the receptor site know which growth factor to attach to?
The growth factor knows.
It does.
Yeah, because they're intelligent as is, right? So when they get it, they're in the system, they're there, they do their job.
Yeah.
They go find the receptors and they stimulate them.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. How that happens, you know. I have a client of mine who has, because I'm thinking about having him take this product. He was in a bad accident in a motorcycle accident, and he's got nerve damage now in his body. So it's like when if you touch him, he's very sensitive. And right. I'm just wondering if this, if growth cell, can it actually repair nerve damage because it takes you back to homeostasis? Is it that capable?
Well, I definitely know it works on a cellular level, and yeah, that's a hard question. Because we can't technically with the nutritional supplement, we can't make claims, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm just curious because I know how well it's worked for me. Someone who's had these strokes, you know.
Right. Well, I can tell you that our legal counsel was running 5K a day, had to stop running, and then he started getting the cortisol injections in his knees.
Yeah.
He did that for a few years and it was working, but not 100%. And then he got on the growth cell product. He hasn't got another injection in the last 2 years since he's been on the product, and yeah. he's running farther than he's ever ran before. And he's 65.
Yeah. He's my age, man.
Yeah. You go.
That is so damn amazing. I am blown away by this stuff. what else do you want to tell us about the product that I haven't maybe covered? Because I keep learning about it, but I want to learn more.
Sure. I always like to mention that it's an all-natural product, and it's extracted from early fertilized chicken egg. So the key there is fertilization. People think, oh, I can just eat lots of eggs and get the same value. That's not true. If it's not a fertilized egg, it doesn't have all the peptides and the same amino acids present that are present during that stage of egg development. So that's a key factor.
Yeah. And that, does it have to be then from a baby chicken, an embryo? Is that like it has to come from an embryo, right?
Yeah, it's almost pre-embryo. Yeah. Right before an embryo becomes alive, essentially. All the factors are there that create life, and we're pulling that out of the chicken egg.
Yeah. Wow. And then, oh my God. That kind of reminds me of like colostrum milk I don't know if I told you, I was raising dairy.
Yeah.
The colostrum milk is so important to that little baby,
100%.
Because it's got everything there, so you get the right start from that thing, right?
That's right. Our product and colostrum are actually very, very similar. How I would word it is that colostrum has a lot of the same growth factors and amino acids and so forth, but what it's getting them from a breastfeeding form, which is way less potent than an embryonic form.
Yeah.
So you'd have to take, I don't know, probably 30 to 1, and you might maybe get the same growth factors,
yeah.
But then you wouldn't get the microRNAs, you wouldn't get the endocannabinoids and all the other stuff. But colostrum, I believe in that product, is a great product, and it definitely has some similar values.
Now that you've taken growth cell, and like myself, because I'm somebody who still takes a lot of supplements. In fact, I think I take too much. Yeah. Because I think, the more you take, the more the body has to work to process all that. And a lot of it is amino acids. So it seems like it might, to some degree, work in conjunction with the growth cell. I don't know. Maybe I'm off base there. But I guess my question is this. When you're taking a product like growth cell, do you believe that someone has to supplement? Obviously, if you've got a crappy diet, you may need to supplement. But if you're on a growth cell, do you really need to supplement much, in your opinion?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think growth cell replaces all other supplements, It has a bunch of factors that will keep you youthful, right? Yeah. And more active and repair things faster and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I still take my vitamin C, my niacin, the list goes on, my multivitamins, all that stuff, because, let's be honest, you don't truly get it even if you have a good diet.
Yeah.
What's in the market today,
Yeah. I know. I have like a drawer full of stuff that I take, and I take every one of those things I take is for a specific reason. And I keep thinking, well, maybe I should just kind of like, because with exercise and training, what we know and learn as a bodybuilder is that more is not better. It's less is more. And that's right. What we find that core group of exercises that always work for us. And I'm thinking, I try to take that same approach when I'm doing the supplementation and nutrition, but I still have a damn drawer full of, supplements that I take. I just wondered. Go ahead.
The ones you can get rid of are the antioxidants, because our product is more powerful than vitamin C.
Good to know. How about alpha lipoic acid? That's an antioxidant, isn't it?
Which one?
Alpha lipoic acid.
Yeah, alpha lipoic. Yeah, that's good, but it's not near as potent as growth cell.
So if I was going
to cut, 11 times stronger than vitamin C.
It's 11 times stronger?
11.
So I don't need to be taking then alpha lipoic acid. I want to get rid of some of this stuff. I don't need to be taking alpha lipoic acid then. Is that correct? Would you say in your opinion?
Well, my opinion, I think if you're taking it for the antioxidant reason, I think growth cell replaced it.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. What else do we need to know about this? What was I going to ask you? I'm losing my damn mind. Hopefully it restores my.
That's 7 times stronger than glycinamide. Am I saying that word right? Glucinamide, that word's.
Glycine? Is it glycine or
no?
No.
It'll come to me.
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling. What else do we need to know about this, this product, Vern?
What else you need to know?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the fountain of youth. That's my personal opinion, of course, you know.
I know. Go ahead.
I think bringing your body into homeostasis and balancing your adrenal system and regulating your cortisol levels is a huge thing. I think our product is the number one product in the world for anybody with metabolic syndrome. So that's huge. I think they say 1 in 3 Americans have metabolic syndrome and 1 in 5 Canadians. So that's a huge thing that we're contributing to in the world, you know, so that's a big deal.
Okay. So then with the product, we're basically making ourselves really healthy and work really more efficient from the inside out. But tell us about the face cream. I'm very interested in that and what makes that so unique.
The magic ingredient is the growth cell. That's 100%. How it works in the ingestion system to drive it into the blood, it also does the same when topically added to the skin. So it's working directly with your cells and rebuilding. So you know how, I'll give you an example. There's a couple of growth factors you've probably heard about with skin cream, epidermal growth factors, right? Everybody talks about those. Well, ours are like 10 times of what most is on the market for epidermal growth factors, but we also have fibroblast growth factors, which actually fix the tissue. So they're not just moisturizing and giving the appearance of finer lines, they're actually repairing the fine lines.
Okay. Now I know some, my clientele at the, I have a training studio, I have a lot of women there, and it seems like some of this face cream product, and I don't know if the, yours has that in there, is that it actually, I don't know, when you put it on your skin, it's inflammatory. It makes your skin actually swell. Is there something in this product that does the same thing?
Yeah, niacinamide.
That's what does it, huh?
Vitamin B3, that's what causes that effect. And ours does have that as well, yeah.
Okay, and then I understand when you're taking growth cell, it bypasses the liver, but how is the... what makes your product with the face cream be able to get through the skin? Because
it's directly stimulating those receptors on the skin, directly.
Really? So so you have receptors on your skin?
Yes.
I did not know that. So then the receptors attach right there and drive it right in, right? And then,
that's right.
And then once it gets in, it's the same process as once if you're taking it as a growth cell, correct?
Right. Once they're stimulated, they're drawing it in and they're putting it to work. It's working.
Man.
So all the other ingredients are enhanced by that bioavailability. So not as our product, not just doing some great things to your skin, but then you're getting extra benefit from all the other ingredients that you may like and what you're already using.
The thing that's nice about this. It just makes everything else that you're taking just more efficient. I mean, it doesn't really get better than that. You know,
like
you said, you don't have to, you're not necessarily saying that you're, you know, stop taking the stuff that you're doing. It's just whatever you're doing is just going to make it better.
That's right. That's right. Fantastic. You will enhance everything else you're doing. So it can't hurt, right?
Yeah, I agree. So where do you think that, I know that you're thinking this is going to be the next thing. And I agree with that. I think this is the next thing that's going to really blow up in the industry. But what kind of competition do you have? Are there other people out there saying that their growth cell is better than your growth cell? I would imagine there's copycats out there.
Well, to be honest, there's nowhere else in the world where you can get this growth cell.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
That's nice. You guys have a patent on this thing, I assume?
There's a patent for the extraction. And the company that supplies that to Emmerich, that then supplies it to us, owns that patent. And we have a patent pending for the combination of this and CBD and or THC.
Nice.
Grossel has that. Yeah.
And then can you tell us a little bit about the other products that are included? I know that there's Grossel. And there's a CBD and then the face cream. Is there anything else that we should know about and tell us a little bit about how and what the product is?
Well, anybody that loves the idea of what this is going to do for them and they have a pet at home, we have a pet product with the Grossel in it that is unbelievable. For some reason, it works 3 times faster in pets than it does even in humans.
Really?
And yeah, they notice difference right away. I've got an old Presa Canario and he was kind of on his deathbed, it looked like anyway, he could barely hold himself up to go to the washroom and get around. I got him on this product and his joints, everything started working properly. He started eating again. And next thing I knew, he's now 12 and he's more active now than he was when he was 9 when I started him on this product.
What a beautiful thing. My wife has 5 dogs.
Oh, I'll send you a bottle.
Yeah,
she has 5. You actually got 5 dogs.
and listen, I've seen the whole gamut. I mean, first of all, her dogs is a second marriage, so she never had kids. Her dogs are her kids. And I don't know if you're a pet lover, you know that that's some serious stuff. You know, I didn't get it when I first was married to her because I'm from a dairy background and our dogs, I love my animals, but I didn't treat them like humans, if you know what I mean.
I 100% know what you mean.
And I had to learn that with my wife because I got in real big trouble. I just put them outside, you know, because that's what we did. I mean, so I've seen like, would this product help animals that have, we had one dog that has passed on now. They used to have seizures. Does it help with seizures at all?
Yeah, I've actually there's a local dog here that was having seizures all the time, got on the product, they stopped and he couldn't believe it. And then he thought, okay, well, the dog's good now, took him off the product. They did start again, but he had major, major health issues. So, you know, and the dog, I think he got an extra year and a half out of this dog.
What a beautiful thing.
And they're pretty much telling him it was game over.
Wow. Pretty amazing stuff, man. I've been waiting to talk to you because I just, with Emmerich, I told him, I said, I'm the type of person that I want to know everything. When something works, I want to know everything about it to the point it's nauseam, you know, because I need to know how this thing works because I know what I'm feeling is real. And I'll tell you something, Vern, I haven't been excited about a product like this. And I don't even know if I've been this excited, except for maybe some of the amino acids, you know, you feel them, some of the arginine and, you know, niacin and some of those things. But to have this respond, like I've responded to it, I'm just, like I said, it's hard for me to trust this. I'm such a skeptic because I know there's so much crap out there that most of it doesn't work, that when you finally, you find something like this, it's like, man, I just want, hopefully we never run out of this. Cause I'm going to be haunting somebody to get this
just to get your fix.
Exactly. Hey, listen, is there anything that you would like to, on our show, would you like to promote? I mean, I'm more than happy to have you sort of tell us where we can find you. If you're promoting anything, feel free to do that.
Okay. GrowCellGlobal.com. We have majority of the information about the product on that site. Our pet product is available on Amazon. Our grow product is about to be available on Amazon. And our skincare product isn't launched yet. So I can't, I don't have a place to send it to you, unfortunately. But watch the GrowCell, GrowCellGlobal.com, because that'll have a link to
That's a website, obviously. And then
that's a website.
Yeah, and tell me what the PEP is. What is that exactly? Is it short for peptide, or what exactly? What is that?
Peptide. Yeah. So our product has, you know, a whole bunch of natural peptides occurring in it.
Okay. And if
the growth factors talk about, right? Those growth factors are peptides.
Yeah. So this is something different than the that was my question. If the growth factors are basically a chain of peptides, then what is the difference of the
peptides? So it's also embryonic peptides.
Ah,
okay. So you have growth factor peptides and the embryonic peptides. Those are the two peptides that are hanging out in our formula.
Gotcha. Okay.
And when they extract this out of the eggs, they can't help but pull all these other great things with it.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I learned just a little bit more, you know, from talking with you. And I hope the best for this thing. And I think it's going to be, I know in my studio, I'm already starting to push it, and people are wanting it. So it's always nice to hear it from the source, and people will be watching this podcast, and hopefully we make some, you know, we get people on it, because I haven't felt this good in a lot of years. And especially having, you know, I was lucky that I was in bodybuilding, because bodybuilding got me, I rehabbed myself because of my sport. I didn't go to a physical therapist, and to have something like this now get me over that final hump is a huge thing,
right?
You know, and considering, especially because of people who have had strokes, what I ended up finding out about this is only 10% of the people who have a stroke make an almost 100% recovery. The recovery rate is horrible,
and wow.
I think that this could really totally benefit people that have had issues like this. So I'm really happy and thankful that you guys have put out a product like this. It's got me over the top, man. I really appreciate that more than you know.
I really appreciate you making the time and inviting me on. This is
right on. Hey, listen, if there's anything else that ever comes on the market and you'd like to come on and talk about it, I'm open. I always want to learn. So I appreciate you coming on.
Right on.
Okay.
Have a good one. Cheers.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Excellent, Vern. Good job.
Right on, man.
Very good.
I'll send, have email me where I need to send those pet cell bottles, and I'll send.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my wife's going to go crazy.
She will, especially when she sees the results. How old are her dogs?
Well, the one that I have now that's, you know, she's getting close, 15 years old. I found her as a, you know, all of our dogs are pretty much just rescue dogs.
Right.
I think they're the best ones myself. And
yeah.
Somehow they know. I don't know. I can't tell you why, but somehow they know. But the one that I'm talking about right now is 15, and she's I can tell the way she's walking around that I don't know how much longer. She's just up there in age. And I think she has a little bit of dementia, to tell you the truth. That should be a good test subject.
Oh, yeah. You won't be able to stop talking about it.
Maybe we'll next time and talk about the dogs.
Right, sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.